KSA, welcome to the official first day of spring.
It's the official first full day. Yesterday was the official first day of spring, but today's the full day. All 24 hours of it is spring. Yesterday, we had a little winter in the morning, a little spring in the afternoon.
I'm excited today because the weather's so nice to get out. You know, the tournament starts today. Well, it started a couple days, some of the play-in games, March Madness. Do you guys even watch? Am I the only one? Am I talking nonsense to you guys whenever I talk about basketball?
No, in fact, I actually have a whole bunch of stats.
Okay,
I got your March Madness stats waiting for you here in our trending topics. Are you ready for it now?
Yep.
Are we getting into it now?
Yep.
All right, let's do this. It is 7:46, and of course, first we have to talk about the big story, which is the flooding that continues to impact communities along the Missouri River. A levee breach yesterday left the small town of Craig, Missouri, underwater. Residents in the Holt County town have been evacuated. Flood warnings remain in effect along the Missouri River for several more days. Today is National Fragrance Day. A recent survey found our favorite smells. What are your favorite smells? And I don't mean like brand of perfume. I mean, like, what's
my
something
husband.
You love to smell?
I love the fact when I was little, my grandma would make like beans in a crock pot and like cornbread.
See, I
love stuff like that.
I do like the smell of bacon. I think that bacon smells really good.
Smell of barbecue.
I kind of like grass, like when it's freshly cut. And I do like that smell. I told you the other day, I can't explain it, but I was walking the dogs, you know, at 4 a.m. when it's still dark outside and kind of cool. But there's, I don't know, there's like a crisp smell in the air.
Yeah.
Where it's I thought you were going to say Steve Sorongo.
Oh, him
too,
for sure.
Oh, I do like his smell. And he won't tell us what it is. Every time we say, what detergent do you use? What is it? Why do you smell so fresh? He just says, I just don't put my stuff in the dryer.
I dry my stuff too, Steve.
I do that too.
I don't smell like you.
Yeah, it's like it's top secret and he won't tell us what it is. But a recent survey found our favorite smells are fresh cut grass, coffee. Oh, I do like
the smell of coffee too.
Bacon, clean laundry, and cake. Ooh, that is a nice smell when cake is in the oven or just comes out of the oven.
What about like diesel fuel?
I love the smell of diesel fuel because I told you I come from a family of truck drivers. And so to me,
nostalgic. That
it makes me think of my grandpa and my uncles and my dad. And I do like the smell of
diesel.
Well,
that makes me think about Ferris Bueller's Day Off when they get copies and they would sniff the paper out of a fresh copy machine.
Oh, I love that too.
Yeah, or like a textbook smell, school textbook.
My husband smells everything, by the way.
Does he really?
It's a quirk. Anything he picks up, he smells it.
And new shoes? I could go on all day.
Yeah. But not old shoes.
Oh,
not old shoes, nope.
New car smell.
I do like the new car smell, but you can't fake it. It has to be a real new car. Those little scent odorizer thing, that doesn't make it smell like. It makes it smell clean, but that doesn't make it smell like a new car. Some of the top smells that we hate, according to the survey, obviously body odor, sour milk, mold, sweat, and stagnant water.
Let me tell you the worst smell ever.
What?
Protein in a shaker cup, you drink it. If you leave the cup in the sink for any amount of time, it smells so bad after.
Or if you leave it under your car seat and forget about it, and then you find it. Or when, you know, today's my son's 18th birthday, when the kids were little, they would have their sippy cups, and they would lose them. Like, they would throw it under the bed,
no.
And you
like
don't know it's there.
No.
And then, hey, guess what? 3 months later, well, what's this? Oh, let's that's cottage cheese. Oh, that's gross. Happy birthday, Chase, by the way. So, once again, Labrador Retrievers are the most popular dog breed in the U.S. The updated rankings were based on data from the American Kennel Club, and the Labs reigned above all others for the 28th consecutive year. Labs are credited with their friendly nature and ability to fill so many different working dog roles. They've been used as service animals, bomb-sniffing dogs, hunters, helpers, dog sport competitors, and still make great family pets. Behind Labs were German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, and then Bulldogs.
Walter did not make the cut, but he is my favorite dog.
I've always loved I'm telling you, little dog, little poop. I love Yorkshire Terriers. I have a Morkie. He's half Maltese, half Yorkshire. I have a little miniature long-haired Chihuahua. I like tiny dogs. The Kansas men's basketball team starting its quest for its first national championship since 2008. The fourth-seeded Jayhawks will take on 13-seed Northeastern today at 3 p.m. They're going to be in Salt Lake City.
I can't wait to watch the game. I'm going to watch it outside.
Did you fill out brackets?
Yes.
I didn't this year. Who do you have winning it all?
Duke.
Whatever.
I've got Duke and Tennessee going to the final.
52% of bosses think March Madness actually boosts productivity. That's a little surprising. 72% say it has a positive effect on morale because people get excited, they get into it, they're celebrating March Madness. Some of the ways we celebrate at work are through friendly competition like brackets, wearing team apparel. You're not even wearing your KU stuff today.
I have my KU underwear on.
Yeah, whatever. That doesn't count. Teresa, you don't have any KU on today.
I'm so checked out with the move.
I'm disappointed in you. Watching games with coworkers. 23% of us plan to watch at least one game on TV. 24% filled out a bracket. 2% will wager over $100 on the tournament.
Ooh.
How much, Rocket? Come on, how much?
$20 for the buy-in for my bracket. That was it.
You're boring.
Yeah.
I love to wake up next to you. It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.